optimistic about the economy. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. At the White House today, President Biden discussed his administration's accomplishments in the job market and the economy.
10 million jobs created, a record for any administration at this point in the presidency. 3.5% unemployment, 50-year low. 700,000, nearly 700,000 manufacturing jobs created, with companies investing billions of dollars to build industries of the future here in America.
The president also discussing the latest Treasury Department report, which he says shows the largest ever decline in the federal deficit. Republicans say the president's policies have led to record inflation. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon was sentenced today to 4 months in prison following his conviction on two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the House panel investigating the January 6 violence at the U.S. Capitol. He must also pay a $6,500 fine. Bannon remains free pending an appeal. Former President Trump today saying another run for the White House might depend on how Republicans do in the upcoming midterm elections.
If we did badly, I'm not sure that that wouldn't make it even more imperative to run.
The former president in an interview on Fox News Radio's Brian Kilmeade show, the House panel investigating the January 6 violence today announcing its subpoena for the former president has been served. That subpoena seeks testimony from Trump by the middle of next month, along with documents related to the Capitol breach. New gun restrictions have taken effect in Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announcing a national freeze on the sale, purchase, and transfer of handguns. In addition to the sales transfer, no recently purchased guns can be brought into the country. In a statement, Trudeau saying fewer guns mean safer communities, since handguns are the weapon of choice for most crimes. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A former gynecologist at UCLA has been convicted on five counts of sexually abusing female patients. While finding Dr. James Heaps guilty on the five counts, the jury cleared him on seven of the 21 counts against him, deadlocking on the others. The criminal case comes after the state university system made nearly $700 million in lawsuit payouts. A Mississippi city is unveiling a statue of Emmett Till that stands a short drive from an elaborate Confederate monument.
The 9-foot bronze statue of Emmett Till is being dedicated today in Greenwood, Mississippi, about 10 miles from the country store where the black teen allegedly whistled at a white woman in 1955 that led to his kidnapping and lynching by white men. The statue in Greenwood's Railspike Park is a short distance from the LaFleur County Courthouse, which is where an elaborate Confederate monument sits. The unveiling of the statue coincides with the release this month of Till, a movie focusing on his mother, Mamie Till Mobley's private trauma over her son's death and her development into a civil rights activist. No one has ever been convicted in Till's death. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
More than six decades after becoming the first Asian-American woman to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Anna Mae Wong is one of five women being honored this year as part of the American Women Quarters program.
Wong fought against stereotypes foisted on her by white Hollywood during a career spanning 60 films, many in the silent era. By the 1950s, Wong had moved on to television appearances. She died in 1961. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A car was discovered yesterday buried several feet deep in the yard of a multi-million-dollar Northern California home. Police believe the car, discovered by landscapers, was buried in the town of Atherton in the 1990s. Cadaver dogs alerted to possible human remains, but none have yet been found. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.